Hello, brothers and sisters. How is everybody doing today? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk today about conviction versus condemnation. First, I want to say, let's get one thing straight. If we walk in the flesh, if we walk in sin, we will live under condemnation. We condemn ourselves. God is not here to condemn. He is here to convict. There is therefore no condemnation for those in Christ that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Once you are filled with the Holy Spirit, we know that when we sin, or if we sin, we are forgiven. We repent. We ask for forgiveness. We turn away from that sin and we walk in the Spirit. If we walk after the flesh, we can do things that have a form of godliness, but is powerless because in the heart we are after the flesh. You may do spiritual things, but your heart desires the flesh. The root of your flesh is your fleshy desires. For a man is not tempted unless he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. The enemy is allowed in when we allow flesh in. Don't let him in. Any little tiny crack that you let him in, he's gotcha. We need to kill our flesh, but we really need to kill our will. Are we living in God's will? Our will is what brings forth the fruit from our flesh. Many keep chopping off bad fruit from the tree, but we need to bring the axe to the root and pull out the roots of our flesh. Our thoughts are connected to the desires of our heart, and when our heart is bad, our heart will start to condemn us. When our heart is bad, we will start to condemn us. Our heart will start to condemn us, and that is not of Christ. Yet God is greater than the heart. He can deliver us from what's in our heart, and condemnation will come out with it. It is sin unto you when you know what's right, but you don't do it. We know what's right. It's in the Bible. It's our basic instructions before leaving this earth. And if you are reading and abiding in the Word of God, then you are abiding in Christ. Stay connected at the branches. Produce good fruit. And that good fruit is only produced with the Christ through you. We need to know what's right and wrong. We need to know what God hates and loves. We need to know what God wants us to do and doesn't want us to do. We need to know what God wants us to say and doesn't want us to stay. The tongue can bring death. The Bible says the Spirit of truth will lead us unto all truth. The Spirit of God has come to reprove the world of sin, judgment, and righteousness. He will convict us of what is right and what is wrong. He will keep on our minds the judgment that is to come, that we may make ourselves ready. And he will lead us unto paths of righteousness. Are you ready? The signs of the times are here. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? The devil comes as an angel of light. And boy, is he going to come as an angel of light. And there's going to be a great falling away. There are so many Christians that are already falling away from God, saying that life will go back to normal once you get a vaccine. Brothers and sisters, that is not the truth. He dresses his ministers as ministers of righteousness. This is how the angel of light will come. If you do this, you can go back to normal life. If you do this, you can buy, sell, or trade. If you do this, you can live in this world. I don't want anything of this world. I have to be here, but I will not be of it. I have to live in it, but I will not be of it. Are you ready? He will come and try to get in the way of God's people and try to lure them in with a false light. He will hand you out things that look so good. And those are worldly things. So many are not ready. He is the artificial light that comes to show you his version of right and wrong. Jesus, he has birthed us back into the garden scenario where we are connected to God, again, eating from his son. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He feeds us fruit from the tree of life. When he comes unto us, he comes to lead us, guide us, and teach us. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He is meek, he is lowly, he is the Lamb. He comes after us to teach us, to correct us, rebuke us, and exhort us with all long-suffering and patience. Sometimes God even gives us a spanking. He chastises us, but never does he condemn us. You need to shake off the condemnation of being a prodigal son and come home to your father. Run to him. You are never too far gone. You don't have that power to make that decision. You're not too far gone. It doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. Repent. Run to the Father, prodigal son. Run back home to the Father. Give him your life. Repent, 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 for the Lord is coming. Boldly knowing his heart that he is ready to receive you back with gladness and goodness and love. He loves you, brothers and sisters. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and the devil even knows the word. The devil will come with the ladder to kill, steal, and destroy. The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. The devil will do as the Pharisees did with the adulterous woman. The law commands us to stone her, but the law commands us to condemn her. But Jesus will make your accuser flee. Where are your accusers? Go and sin no more. Where the law was, sin increased. We can't follow the laws. That's why Jesus came to fulfill it. He did not abolish it. He came to fulfill it because he knew that we couldn't. But the law is written on our hearts, and we obey God because we love him. Yet where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The new wine will make the old bottles burst. Do not put new wine into old skins. Die to your flesh. Shed your flesh off today. Put that new wine, the living water into the new skins. Remember when Jesus was at the wedding, he turned the water into wine and he put it into new skin. New skin. Put it into your new skins. The devil will take the sword of the letter and kill you with religion. He will tell you to do the old traditions of the law. He will tell you that you must observe the Sabbath to be saved. You don't have, there's nothing you can do to be saved except lay your life down to the Lord. Repent and turn away from your sin. Repent and ask for forgiveness today and you will be saved. Surrender your heart. That is all he wants, is your heart. He will tell you that you can't eat pork or you must abstain from certain meats. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's not about what you eat. It's not about what you celebrate. It's not about what day you celebrate. It's about your heart. Check your heart. Have a heart check today. Test your spirit and check your heart, Paul says, every single day. We cannot let the devil use the word to condemn us because he shows us it in the flesh. This is why we need to know the word in the spirit. This is why we must walk by the spirit, by the conviction of the spirit, and not the devil's condemnation. We need to heed and hearken to the conviction of the Holy Spirit that brings the word in spirit and in truth, because God is spirit. God convicts, the devil condemns. God will lead you. The devil will kill you. He will kill your walk and your connection to God. He gives you morality, but not godliness. He gives you spirituality without the spirit. He is a counterfeit to God and is a copycat to everything God does. And the devil will twist the truth and try to feed you another gospel, just like he did to Adam and Eve. He used knowledge to beguile them, thinking they would arrive unto a higher form of godliness. He gave them the illusion of a higher place in God when he was actually pulling them away from God. We need to recognize when God is speaking to us or when Satan is speaking. Because if you are after God and God alone, the devil will try to deceive you by acting like God. He will be a false light. He will come as another Christ. You need to tell the difference and know the voice of your Father and the voice of a stranger, because strange voices bring strange fire. Preachers who live under condemnation will preach condemnation. They listen to the voice of a stranger, and the stranger leads them by condemnation to condemn. They stand on street corners and tell sinners they are sinning, but don't lead them by the Spirit that convicts and leads to repentance. If you're standing on the street and you're street preaching and all you're doing is blaring out scripture to the Gentiles, the ones who don't even know the word, you sound like a noisy gong. You're condemning. You're condemning the sinners. They don't even want to turn to God because you're condemning them. You're making them feel disgusting. You're making them feel like they're too far gone, that they can't even come to the Father, because you're not showing them the love of the Spirit. The stranger will not convict you to lead you to repentance. He will give you worldly sorrow that you would not repent, but that you would be sorry and do the same thing over and over. So many people's hearts are hardened. All God wants us to do is go tell the good news and do it with meekness and mildness and love, not condemnation. Or that he leads you to call yourself just a sinner saved by grace. Instead of a sinner, turn to a saint. And when God convicts you, he delivers you as long as you submit. When we don't submit to his conviction, we turn our conviction into condemnation. And we need to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Condemnation is no longer allowed when we submit to Christ. The accuser of the brethren will come and falsely accuse us of things that we are not guilty of or things that we already repented of. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Go share your testimonies. He will come and accuse us and condemn us. We must drink his blood and eat his flesh. We must go boldly to the throne of grace to run this race. It's a race. It's not a sprint. We will never arrive until we are glorified in our glorified bodies. We will always be in this race. Run your race. We need to run to the cross, repent and drink and receive his forgiveness. God is not going to drink the blood for us. You have to drink the blood by faith and receive his forgiveness for you. And he shall cleanse you from all unrighteousness and the devil shall flee. We have the word of our testimony. What has he brought you through? Share it. So when the devil tries to tell us we're not doing the right thing or we're not walking with God, when the devil tries to tell us we're not who we say that we are or that we're not saved, we look back on all that God has done and has been doing in our lives and we say, Satan, you're a liar. I have seen his power. I have seen his glory and I still see it today and I will still see it tomorrow. And he is the same yesterday, today, and he will still always be the same. Encountering the power of God on a daily basis keeps the devil away. Then you will say, here's the fruit, Satan. Here's the fruit. We must know when God convicts us. We do not live in condemnation. Because when we live in condemnation, he will vex our soul and make us want to give up and quit. He will come unto you and make you feel sorrow, but unto death. That you would beat yourself up, that you would cast yourself down with him like he was cast down. The accuser wants to steer you in a negative direction, negative thoughts and negative feelings. And he will take your mind off of what is above and what is lovely and pure and good report. He is waging war on the saints that he may hinder them, fool them, and trick them into his devices. God will convict you of something and the devil will come and try to add or take away from the word. And the devil will make you think that God doesn't love you anymore, that he's turned away from you. He will bring up your past. He will say you did this, you did that. He will bring up old wounds that you would pick up again. He will do his best to disqualify or make you feel disqualified from all that God has for you. Yet the blood speaks a better word and the blood overcomes the serpent. When the devil comes to condemn and say you're wrong, you need to know if you are right with God. And if you are, you need to resist him. Fiery darts come and make you feel a certain way, but you need to take up the whole armor of God, the Ephesians 6 armor of God and the shield of faith and walk by what God is saying. Faith comes by the word. Every word out of the mouth of God, the devil will try to make you unworthy or make you think you're unworthy. And we are worthy by the blood of the Lamb. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yet we need to abide in Christ. We need to stay under the shadow of his word and we need to make no provision of our flesh. Lies of the enemy will condemn us if we come in agreement with them. And we are no longer under the bondage that leads to fear, no longer under the law of sin and death, but under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the spirit that dwells in us. We listen to what the Spirit of God says. The Spirit of God convicts us and we start to live in accordance with God. We need to stop living under the letter and start living by the Spirit. And our life will bear witness with the letter. We are epistles read by men. We will be in step with the Bible when we are step with the author of the Bible. God is the author of the Bible. He breathed that word through his apostles, through his disciples. God comes to convict us. The devil comes to evict us. God will convince us, show us, and reveal to us. The devil is the author of confusion and brings clouds of smoke. And we need to know when God is leading us into righteousness and when Satan is leading us by his ministers of unrighteousness. Christ did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus comes to save us. He comes into us with the fruit of the Spirit and meekness and gentleness. He comes with full assurance and bearing witness in your spirit. He is the comforter, but not a conformer. He will move on your conscience, and your conscience will bear witness with his conviction, yet the devil will move on your thoughts and emotions. Brothers and sisters, we can't live by emotions or carnality. We must live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Don't tell yourself what is right and wrong, or else you will condemn yourself, because you will not be able to live up to your own righteousness. Self-righteousness is born out of your own righteousness. Don't let the devil tell you what is right and wrong, or good or evil, or else he will condemn you. He will make you see a way that seems right to man but brings forth death. Under his form of holiness, he will make you think you are holier than thou, cleaning the cup on the outside, but not on the inside. We need to let God tell us what's right and wrong. We need to let God convict us and judge us. We need to let the words from his mouth convict us and change us, because he will back his words and transform us through his word. I am living proof. It's the living word that makes us live. Do not see the book through your own lens. See it by the lens of the Spirit. Do not receive your own thoughts and feelings about you. Receive his thoughts and feelings about you. He will be correcting and adjusting us until he comes back. He will be shaping and molding us. He is the potter. We are the clay. He will break us. He will shake us. He will bend us. He will mold us. And out comes a shining diamond, 24 karat gold. We are so beautiful to Christ. We are growing into the full stature of Christ. Some things he will convict us of now, and other things later, and we are growing in that conviction. We must continue in conviction and not condemnation.
Okay, hold on.
Some have been living under the condemning thoughts of the enemy for so long that everything they do is through condemnation, and every time they hear the word of correction, they feel condemned. You need to shake off the lens of the enemy and received by God through God. You must let him convict and not let the devil condemn. God will correct you, and the devil will dissect you, and will try to get his hand in there, picking at every little thing you do and bring condemnation. But you need to submit to God and resist the devil. When someone corrects you, God will convict you, but the devil will try to separate you. You need to resist condemnation and receive fresh conviction. I love you, brothers and sisters.